not see. I don't know what is the problem. Go on. Okay. Good morning. I really don't see the agenda. I might be technologically challenged. Welcome everybody into the meeting. We are now 3 minutes late a bit. I know that there are members who really come earlier believing that the meeting starts at 9. Even myself as part of those, I think we might not have looked at the scheduled time. We think that the meeting starts really at 9. But this is our first meeting, I think, after the recess. Official meeting, I think. Welcome to everybody. I know that you have been visited by the chairperson of Human Settlement. I've seen you in the meeting. Welcome, chairperson. Take Esminya. We appreciate your presence and your help for us to be better. The meeting is duly opened and we are all welcome. I know that the department has sent us an apology, just to make it a point, an invitation to the summit. Please receive it, and those of us who are available, let's try to attend the summit. I know that we have just received it today, but I think the 18th is a little bit further down, if we can. We are all welcome. The second item on the agenda is, as I'm saying, the meeting is now opened, Julie. I must have to get this agenda, because otherwise I'm going to struggle.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Can I maybe ask that you maybe just allow the department also to introduce the new DG to us before they start with the briefing? Thank you, Chair.
I'm sure they will do that. I'm sure they will do that. Let's just look at them. What is our next item as the doer?
Chairperson, take it. I'm trying to work on my schedule of the flight. I might leave the meeting early, around 11. But thank you, Chair. I'm working on it.
Is that because our item is now apologies?
No, there's no apology, Chair.
Chairperson, the first item is apologies, welcome, opening remarks. That's where we are. The second item is consideration and adoption of the draft committee program, term 1 of 2022, if that will help you.
But why do I not have the agenda? What is wrong with me? You are saying opening remarks that I've done already. The apologies.
Good morning, Chairperson.
Yes.
There is an apology for the Minister, Mr. Mthunu. There was an apology for Deputy Minister, Mr. Mahlobo, but he is here. I'm not sure if he's leaving early. There is also an apology for members, Ms. Zifrai and Mamusi Oposingwe.
Okay.
Chair, where can you withdraw my apology? I'm here. But Mama Das is leading the delegation.
Okay. We have now just heard that member Tseki might leave the meeting in the middle of the discussion. Okay. Where are we now?
Consideration and adoption of the draft committee program, Chairperson. I will flight it now.
Why everything that you are flighting, I don't see when.
You don't see Chairperson?
I don't. Oh, here it is. This one? Okay, yeah, it is not the agenda. Okay, please let us see.
It's the committee program now, Chairperson. I hope it's showing.
Because, what's wrong with me?
Yes, it does. It does on our side, Chair.
The problem is that I don't have I'm going to share the media. Is the program showing on your side, colleagues? My, with me, it doesn't.
Yes, it is reflecting in the screen. Chairperson Mashego. Chair Mashego. Nosipho, can you call Honorable Mashego? I think he does have
a problem.
Please.
Grace, why don't you just chair this meeting while he's struggling with connection? So we can move on.
Let's wait a bit, just 3 minutes, and see if he can't connect, reconnect. Honorable members, good morning.
Good morning, Honorable.
Thank you.
Morning, Acting Chair.
Good morning. Acting Chair.
Good morning. Chairperson Mashego is struggling with the network connectivity, but is reconnecting. But can we then proceed with the program? I'm not quite sure where is the introductory part of the department. Maybe they can, GM Makazi, you'll introduce the delegation and your good self, maybe immediately after adopting this program, before you start with your presentation of the third quarterly report. Members, this is the program for the quarter. It's starting with today's meeting up until the 15th of March, 2020, or you'll go down in Lusipo. I think the end of March, I know the end of March should be dedicated to the committee oversight from the 4th up until the 14th of April is constituency. From the 29th March up until the 1st of April is oversight visits. So that week actually is dedicated to committees. So members, can you comment on the program?
Obviously, it's a work in progress. If there are any changes, members will be informed.
I propose we accept this program.
Thank you very much, Honorable Leon. Any other seconder? Member Zeki, where are you? And any other member? Member Simi?
I second, Chair.
Oh, thank you very much.
Good morning to all of you.
Who are you? Hello? Oh, Honorable Rosina, okay. Thank you very much. The program is duly adopted. Can we go back to the agenda? But I know in the item to be followed is the presentation by the Department of Water and Sanitation on the third quarterly report. So the DM, I know you are DM Magazi. I know you are leading the delegation from the Department of Water and Sanitation. And take your platform, madam, and start introducing. We know that you do have the newly appointed Director General in that department. So I think it is important that you introduce him officially in this meeting. Thank you. And any other DDG who has been appointed by the department. Thank you very much. The platform is yours, madam.
Thank you very much, Honorable Zeke. DM Masobo, who is accompanying me in this portfolio committee, all members of the portfolio committee, let me indicate that it is with pride that I immediately start to point of order, Member Zeke. Can I continue? No, I'm on the platform. May I please speak before you can come in, ma'am? Am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you, Honorable Masala. Sorry, I was muted.
Oh, okay. No, I'm a little bit concerned. I hear that Honorable Zinenya is the one who's seconding the program. He's not a permanent member of our portfolio committee. It can't be done like that. I just want us to rectify the error. Thank you.
The program was, I think you had some problem with the connect. The program was seconded by Honorable Tseki. Honorable Leon proposed for the adoption, and Honorable Tseki seconded. And Honorable Semenya, the Member of Parliament, does have powers to attend all the meetings of Parliament as much as he doesn't have powers to vote, but we're not voting today, but he can participate fully in this meeting as the Member of Parliament. But the program has been duly seconded by Honorable Tseki. Thanks very much. I think you are clarified in that meeting, Honorable Mfala. Thank you, DM. Take over.
I am back at the acting chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. The DM was, DM Magazi was on the platform. Thank you. Take over.
Thank you very much once more, Honorable Zeke, and welcome back, Chairperson Mashego. Deputy Minister Mashobo, who is accompanying me and the delegation from the Department of Water and Sanitation. Let me indicate to yourself as members of the Portfolio Committee that myself and Deputy Minister Mashobo are accompanied by our Director General, who started work from the 1st of January this year. And the Director General is also having the DDGs who, from the department, we have DDG Lusenga, we've got CFO Mwatse, we have acting DDG Manas and acting DDG Mushodi, These are so far the members, MDDG, Tabiseng. These are the DDGs that are accompanying the Director General. But I need to indicate, Chairperson and Honourable Members, that we take him pride to have eventually the Director General, who actually is now leading the department, and we're hoping that working with Dr. Sean Phillips, we definitely will be able to see progress in a number of issues that the department has been struggling with. Honorable members, let us also remind ourselves that in the past 4 days, the President of the Republic of South Africa, His Excellency Ramaphosa, laid bare the State of the Nation address. And amongst other things that he indicated on matters relating to water, he said, and let me quote him, that we are embarking on the process of institutional reform, incapacitating the Department of Water and Sanitation and reviewing water boards in as far as their mandates are concerned, and ensuring that they serve municipalities in terms of the district development model, close quote. Members, this is one of the strategic issues that the Minister Mkhulu has been dealing with. The minister has gone to all the 9 provinces with the intention, as a working visit to all these provinces, we wanted to identify as a ministry and as a department the challenges that are there in all the 9 provinces. And amongst other issues that were identified as put forward to the water services authorities and the water users association, where the lack of technical and financial capacity to can be able to deal with issues of water provision by the water services authority, poor operation and management of water and sanitation infrastructure, and in the main, everybody would be talking to aging infrastructure in all the provinces. Inadequate planning was at the center of the observation that we made. The delays in the transformation of water users association is amongst other things which actually disadvantage the historically disadvantaged persons in the Republic. The rising debt, particularly in the municipalities, and the water leaks and the sewage spillages in most of the towns and townships are some of the things that we identified as we're dealing, as we're traversing the length and breadth of the provinces of the Republic of South Africa. Chairperson, we are looking on how we can be able to strengthen the capacity of the municipality to deliver through the district development model as indicated by the President. So basically, what the President was saying is that we need to make sure that we review the mandate of the board, we expand the footprints of the board, and we make sure that the boards are financially capacitated so that they can be able to work very, very close to the municipalities and make sure that in the end, the district development model is realized, and in the end, our people can be able to have water. Currently, Chairperson, we're looking on how to forge agreements with the private sector also to accelerate the provision of water and sanitation in the country. And as we are discussing now, there is ongoing discussions by the department and the private sector so that we can be able to strengthen this partnership. And we can be able to say that we have worked in the Northern Cape at Hamakhara. We are starting to see the private sector shaping up together with the department. In Mogalakwena, in Limpopo also, working also in the Northwest, we're looking as to how best can we work with the private sector. And we believe that they definitely will be able to work towards making sure that stakeholder participation is at the center of everything that we're doing. without much ado, Chairperson, I want to share with you the highlights of the third quarter report, which the Director General will provide proper details and elaborate details in this regard. There have been several posts that have been filled. The post of the DDG have been filled. Corporate Services DDG started working last year in the position. The CFO position has been filled, and there are other two DDGs posts that have been shortlisted, and we believe that probably by next week or so, the interviews will be conducted. And we need to indicate that we're currently busy recruiting the chief director's post so that they can also be filled. And we believe that the post of the regional heads of Gauteng and the Western Cape will also be filled in the not so distant future. Let me indicate to you, Chairperson and honorable members, that the department did not perform very well with regard to the expenditure of the grants. And in this instance, I'm talking about the WISIC and the ARPIC during the quarter under review. And I need to indicate that definitely the situation will be turned around, because we have seen where we were lacking. And somewhere we would say that because it was rainy season, we couldn't finalize. Somewhere we will want to give excuses, but we will. I want to say that we have identified the challenges that we're having, and we're busy correcting those challenges. There has been delays in the submission of the annual report to Parliament, and I need to indicate that the WTE and the TCTA on the matters of the Lesotho Highlands Scheme, where some of the issues that made us to delay to can be able to submit the annual report to Parliament. But the interaction of the department with Treasury has been able to unlock the challenges that have been there. And the Auditor General of South Africa is busy finalizing the annual report, and we believe that it will be in Parliament in due course. Chairperson, let me also indicate that we have not performed very well with regard to the designated group with respect to procurement. And in this instance, I'm talking to the issues of women, youth, and people with disabilities. And we believe that as we are moving forward, we should be able to meet our targets as has been put forward in this instance. I also need to indicate, Chairperson, that our training with regard to staff has not been up to our expectation. And we all know that the challenges of COVID-19 has been one of the challenges which has delayed, particularly with respect to training and assessing the safety and security of the workers, and therefore we couldn't be able to live up to our expectation, and our targets are falling below. The other e-matters that we have been able to achieve, Chairperson, has been the fact that we have been able to approve the audit action plan, and the plan has reached 100%, and we believe that in the next cycle, the plan has reached 61%, and we believe that in the next cycle, we should be able to achieve the 100%. And what is very exciting is that we have been able to appoint 854 engineers and scientists to their respective post, and we believe that the vacancy rate that has been in the department is gradually reducing, because at least there are so many people, particularly professionals, that are being appointed, Chairperson, and we believe that appointing these professionals, we definitely will be able to do our work to the best of our ability and to the satisfaction of the people of the Republic, because at the center is that we should be able to deliver services, Chairperson. And the delivering services is to make sure that the sewage spillages and the water spillages and the lack of water in many instances becomes a thing of the past. There are, of course, challenges that we should be able to look into, and working with yourself as we do visits to a variety of our projects, we definitely will be able to achieve our expected outcomes. Let me indicate that in the period under review, there is no fruitless or wasteful expenditure, and we believe that this will be our agenda as we're going forward, that we avoid as much as is possible fruitless and wasteful expenditure. And we believe that now, working very close with the Auditor General of South Africa, the audit action that has been put forward will be able to address the issues that have been raised previously. And in on that note, Chairperson, let me introduce to yourself once more the Director General of the Department of Water and Sanitation in the Republic of South Africa, Dr. Sean Phillips, to make a presentation on our third quarter report. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Through you, if Dr. Phillips can be able to make a presentation. Thanks.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. I know I've been in a long place where I can't show myself outside.